Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
You know, it's funny. We were just talking about this the other day, weren't we? About how everyone's had a neighbor who's gotten on their nerves a little.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe they play their music too loud or their dog won't stop barking.
Yeah.
But what you're dealing with, that's a whole other story.
It really is.
Reading your letter, it's clear this goes way beyond a simple annoyance or two.
Yeah.
Your grandparents have been dragged into a nightmare situation, and it's impacting their lives, their well-being, in a really significant way.
And it's important to remember that for many people, their home is their sanctuary. It's where they feel safe and secure.
Right, exactly.
So when that sense of security is shattered,
yeah,
it can be incredibly unnerving.
Absolutely. It really rocks you to your core in a way you don't expect.
It does. It does.
So let's dive into this. Try to understand what's going on. Your grandparents, they've lived in their home for how long?
Decades. Peacefully, you said, right?
Decades. Yeah. They've built a life there. And then this new family moves in next door. And at first, it's these, you know, little things like kids playing in the yard, maybe being a bit too loud.
Which, let's be honest, that's just part of living in a neighborhood, right?
Yeah, it's kids being kids.
Exactly, to a certain extent. But you mentioned a basketball hitting your grandparents' car.
I did, yeah, in the letter.
And that's where, even though it seems minor, it can be a sign of things to come.
Because it's about respect, right?
Exactly.
Respecting other people's property, respecting boundaries.
It's like that old saying, a stitch in time saves nine. Addressing those seemingly small issues early on can sometimes prevent them from escalating into much bigger problems.
I like that. A stitch in time saves nine. Because looking back at what happened to your grandparents, it does feel like things just kept getting stitched together in the worst way possible.
It does, doesn't it?
It went from that basketball incident to, you said, their flower beds were constantly being trampled, kids cutting through their property.
And that's where that lack of respect we were just talking about can start to feel a lot more intentional.
Oh, absolutely. And it gets even worse. You mentioned keying the car, egging the house.
Yep.
That's not just kids being kids anymore. That's straight up vandalism.
Exactly. And it's that pattern of behavior, that escalation, that's so concerning.
Because it's like each incident, it's not just a separate thing. It builds on the last, creates this atmosphere of, honestly, it sounds terrifying.
It does. And it's understandable that your grandparents are feeling that way, that fear, that anxiety.
Well, you said it yourself. Their home should be their sanctuary. And instead, you used a really powerful phrase in your letter. You said it feels like a battleground.
And I imagine it does. To feel unsafe in your own home, that's a terrible thing to experience.
And tragically, it didn't even stop with the vandalism, did it?
No, you mentioned something in your letter about a blowtorch.
I did.
And that's where things take a very serious turn.
That's where we cross over into dangerous territory.
Because now it's not just about property damage or annoyance. It's about a real threat to safety.
A threat to their safety.
Exactly. And we can't ignore that.
You know, it's easy to point fingers, right? We hear a story like this and we think, what are those parents doing? You mentioned the mom, Mandy, seems to be completely uninvolved.
Yeah, and it's understandable to feel that way. It's natural to want to place blame, especially when there are kids involved. And it seems like there's a lack of supervision.
Yeah, you're right. It is natural to think that. But like you always say, we have to remember there's always more to the story.
Exactly. We're only getting a glimpse into their lives through this letter. There might be things going on that we're not aware of.
Like what are some possibilities there?
Well, for starters, we don't know anything about Mandy's situation. Is she a single parent? Does she work multiple jobs? Is she struggling with, say, her own mental health.
That's a really good point. We tend to make assumptions, but we don't actually know the struggles she might be facing.
Right. And while those factors don't excuse her lack of involvement, they do add a layer of complexity to the situation.
They do. They do. And it makes me think about the kids, too. You know, they're growing up in this environment surrounded by chaos, not really seeing a positive example of how to treat others. It's like, is this nature or nurture? Are they just, you know, bad kids, or are they a product of their environment?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's one that's debated endlessly in psychology. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
While we can't always control the hand we're dealt, whether it's our personality or our upbringing, we do have the capacity to learn and change.
So you're saying there's hope for these kids, even if they've been exposed to this negative environment?
I believe there is. With the right support, the right guidance, people can learn to make better choices, break free from those negative patterns. And who knows, maybe by addressing this situation head on, you might even be indirectly helping those kids in the long run. It's, like you said earlier, a stitch in time.
Because by intervening, by not letting things continue down this path, maybe we can prevent them from making the same mistakes, from repeating that cycle of negativity.
Exactly. And that brings us to the most important question. What can the grandson, what can he actually do to help his grandparents?
That's what we really want to get to, right? Because it's one thing to analyze a situation, it's another to find solutions. So we've talked a lot about the problem, right?
I have, yeah.
This awful situation our grandparents have been dealing with. But I know what you really want is some answers. What can you actually do to help them?
And you're right to want action, because just understanding the problem, it doesn't change anything.
Exactly. So where do we even start?
Well, the first thing I would say is, as difficult as it might be in the moment, documentation is key.
Documentation. Okay, what does that mean in this context?
It means every single time something happens, even if it seems small, you write it down.
Write it down. Okay. Dates, times, all that.
Exactly. And be as specific as possible. What happened? Who was there? Did you see it yourself? Or did your grandparents tell you about it?
So you're building a timeline of events.
Exactly. A record of the harassment. And if you can, take photos, videos, anything like that.
To use as evidence.
Exactly. Because unfortunately, sometimes these things, they escalate to the point where you need to involve the authorities.
And having that evidence, that documentation, makes all the difference.
It really does. It shows a pattern of behavior.
Yeah.
And you mentioned in your letter that other neighbors have had issues with this family,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Well, that's important, too.
Because
it shows it's not just a one-off, that it's ongoing and affecting other people.
So reach out to those neighbors.
Exactly. See if they're willing to come forward, maybe even work together to address the issue.
There's power in numbers.
Right, a united front. Yeah. And if it gets to the point where legal action is necessary, you mentioned that earlier, what are the options there? Well, depending on the specifics, a restraining order might be a possibility. It's a way to legally set boundaries to protect your grandparents from further harassment.
And if that doesn't work?
Well, then you might have to look into things like mediation or even filing a civil suit. But those are all things you would want to discuss with an attorney to see what makes the most sense in your specific situation.
Right, because every situation is different.
It is, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
But knowing your options, having that information, that's empowering. And that's what we're all about here on The Deep Dive, right? Giving people the knowledge they need to navigate these tricky situations.
Absolutely, because knowledge is power. And sometimes just knowing you're not alone, that other people have gone through similar experiences, that can make all the difference.
It really can. And on that note, to everyone listening who might be going through something similar, remember, reach out for help. Don't suffer in silence. There are resources available, people who understand what you're going through and can offer support and guidance. And to our letter writer, we're thinking of you and your grandparents. We hope this deep dive has given you some helpful tools to reclaim your peace of mind and create a safer environment for your family.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.